This week, we are focusing on the spotted bush snake, previously known as the variegated bush snake. Now, the spotted bush snake is by far the most common snake in the greater Durban area and throughout much of coastal KwaZulu-Natal. In the summer months, I can get 10 to 20 phone calls a day for spotted bush snakes. However, because they're green, people usually think they're green mambas or boomslang and tell me that. Now, I wish I was getting 10 to 20 calls a day for boomslang and green mambas because I actually see very few of them. They're a lot more of a challenge to rescue and they maybe get the adrenaline flowing a bit more. Maybe 9.9 times out of 10, they're spotted bush snakes. The spotted bush snake is a thin green snake no more than a meter long, and they have black spots going about halfway down their body, and the rest of the tail is plain green. Now, boomslang, if it's green, which generally indicates that it's a male, they are usually over a meter long when they start turning green, because as juveniles they're brown. Also, the boomslang have got black markings going the whole way down their body. So now remember, the bush snakes got black spots only going about halfway down. It's quite interesting. Spotted bush snakes also have a light yellow, whitish belly, pale yellow white belly, and they've got a bit of orange in their eyes, and they're really pretty snakes. Another interesting aspect of them is when they are lying in the sun, their body expands a little bit to get a larger surface area for more heat, and between their scales the color is like an iridescent blue. It's stunning, a really gorgeous color. In the sun they're like this bluey green snake. They're really gorgeous. Definitely one of our prettiest snakes. They thankfully are non-venomous, totally harmless. Believe it or not, I've had people phone me and ask me, can this snake eat my cat or my Jack Russell? That snake's head is no bigger than the average human's pinky finger. The chance of that thing eating your Jack Russell or cat is non-existent. It's just not gonna happen. If you have a pet gecko outside, then yes, he might eat that. A Jack Russell, cat, your child, they are not on the menu for the bush snake, so don't worry about that. Spotted bush snakes eat geckos and other lizards, but it's usually geckos. And living in coastal KwaZulu-Natal, we all have an abundance of house geckos around our homes. So the bush snake has plenty of food, and that's why it's so common. Around the home, spotted bush snakes are often seen on fences, walls, burglar guards, on curtain rails, and up in the eaves of your roof. In my years of doing educational talks, I like to hear about people's beliefs. One that I've heard about the bush snake is that because it's often up in high places, like on top of your wall, on your curtain rails, shelves, it's looking down on you. So it's believed that this snake is sent from the ancestors to keep an eye over you, to watch over you. That's quite interesting. Possibly most of my calls for bush snakes are for them in roofs or going into roofs, and people want snake catchers to come and catch these snakes that have gone into the roof. Now, as I said, the bush snake's less than a meter long, it's very thin, so to find that snake up in the roof is such a nightmare. Also, if your snake catcher's up in the roof, that snake moves like a little lightning bolt. The snake catcher does not, particularly in the roof. Well, I certainly don't. So to firstly find it and then catch it is just so near impossible. So if that snake is in your roof, unfortunately you're gonna have to leave it there, but it's not a problem at all. It's not going to come and bite you in your sleep or take a family member. It's just gonna take a few geckos and then go on its way. Best thing, as I say, is just leave it alone. Often people will find skins hanging down from the eaves of the roof, thin skins, and that is of course from the bush snake. They shed their skins up there. If the bush snake is in your garden, you can just leave it again. If you're gonna call a snake catcher, by the time the snake catcher gets there, or even when he or she arrives, that snake's gonna disappear into the garden, and it's well camouflaged and really quick, so again, it won't be found. Best thing is just leave it. If it is inside, you could shoot out with a broomstick if possible, or then you can have your snake catcher to come and assist you. However, I learned a lesson the hard way once, basically believing people's descriptions over the phone. I once had a lady in Westville phone me for a thin green snake on her security gate at her front door. So I said to her, it's just a bush snake, you can sweep it away. There's no green mambas in Westville, and bush snakes are abundant, of course. So I was pretty sure it was one. If it's green, it had to be a bush snake or another harmless green snake. So I said to her, yeah, just shoo it off with a broom or leave it up to you, but you don't need to worry. So she phoned me a few minutes later and said, it's getting quite aggressive. Spotted bush snakes can get really cheeky, actually. They can inflate their necks a little, they strike. Yeah, they put on a show. They don't want you going near them. So I figured that's what it would be doing. So I said to you, don't worry, all talk, no action. But then she was saying some things that were concerning me, but she's saying it's like raising its head. It looks like there's some colours underneath the neck. It's cobra-like. So I thought, it's
bit weird.
So I said to her, please send me a photo. And when that photo came through, my heart absolutely sank, because it was no spotted bush snake. It was what looked like well over a meter long Mozambique spitting cobra, which is not thin in my books. This particular snake was nearly as thick as a wrist by the looks of it. And it's brown. There's no green at all. Neck area, the throat, it's like orange and yellow, but there's no green. So I raced over, caught the snake. Thankfully, no one had been spat at by some miracle. Everyone was fine. The snake was fine. And I just said to her, like, where do you see green? Or thin, even. And it was about a 1.2 meter long snake. Yeah, I learned the hard way. So now, if you're going to phone me and describe a snake to me, I will be asking you for a photo. And if the photo is not possible, well, then we just go from there. Usually, I'd say if that snake is by your window or door, shoo it away with a broom. But perhaps confirm your ID with a snake catcher, or even just get a second opinion from a family member of your description. I don't want people making that mistake again. And there has been calls where I've gone to look for a black snake, and it turns out to be a bush snake. The bush snake, as much as I love it, it's a beautiful snake. It's nice to have around. I have them in my garden. I love seeing them. But it's almost my most frustrating snake, because I get such a sheer number of calls for them, being green mambas and bush snakes, and then I spend half my day telling people, don't worry, it's not a green mamba, it won't kill your family. So there's that. Also, I have people phone me standing on tables and chairs and screaming their lungs out because of this big scary snake. And usually it's baby bush snake, which is like 30 centimeters. It's like being called for a cockroach, really, I guess. Both are equally as harmless. The spotted bush snake, interestingly, has adapted really well to urban and suburban environments. I mean, I even get calls for these snakes in the city. Not really sure how they get there, but they're there. And they actually thrive. They're thriving here because there's lots of food, lots of geckos, and there's so many hiding places. I mean, these snakes hide in cracks in walls, in the roof, post boxes, which doesn't please people. So they're doing well. However, they do still have a lot of threats, and we still do see many being killed. You know, of course, many people kill them. I get a lot of pictures of headless bush snakes sent to me. People have chopped them and now they want to know what they are. Cats love to catch bush snakes and bring them into their owners. I had a lady recently tell me about how she woke up in the morning and there was a bush snake on top of her in bed, which her cat had brought in. So I don't think that cat got any treats. Another thing with bush snakes is they're always getting caught on electric fences, and they don't survive. I get loads of photos sent to me of a bush snake dead on the electric fence. Now, I know people need electric fences to deter criminals, which doesn't always deter them, but still, it is quite useful. But bush snakes I can't even think of occasions where I've had maybe a call for one house snake stuck on an electric fence. Every other time it's been a bush snake. I don't know what it is about them. Maybe it's because they're always on the walls. They're always getting stuck on these electric fences and they die. So yes, while they do have many threats in suburbia, they are still doing well. They breed in the springtime. In spring, you can actually see multiple together. I had a call once where on this small section of wall, there were 5 bush snakes. It was quite a sight. I only ended up catching about 2 because, as I said, they're little lightning bolts. They all just bolted in different directions. In that case, it was probably 4 males going after 1 female. I've had videos sent to me of more, like 10 to 20 bush snakes in an area. It's quite hectic, quite a sight. They come together to mate, and then about 2 months later, the female will lay her eggs, sometimes around home, but in a hidden place where you're not going to find it, or a snake catcher won't find it. And then about 2 months later, the young will hatch, and they're very small. They're about 20 centimeters, maybe less. They lay 3 to 5 eggs. Yeah, the young hatch. They're very small, about 20 centimeters, maybe less, and then they go on their own way. I mean, a tiny little bush snakes, totally harmless. But I still get people screaming about them, which, I mean, fair, people have their phobias. The spotted bush snakes that I catch, like all the other snakes I catch, are released. I try and release them in the nearest conservancy or suitable area. I can't go and take them all out of suburbia because then the lizard numbers are going to skyrocket. So we've got to keep them in the area. If you see a spotted bush snake up in the tree at your house, please don't shout at it and say rude words, because a snake has no ears. And so if you're shouting at it up in the tree, it's not going to hear anything you say, and you're going to just be shouting for your own benefit. So try and avoid that. That's it for this week. To listen to more Snake Rescue podcasts, search for it on your favorite podcast platform.